there's a new kind of effort to, it sounds like, recruit leadership and such. What exactly is LEE?
LEE is Leadership Education and Excellence. It's a new program in Lee County that was designed by the Fort Madison and Keokuk Chambers of Commerce in cooperation with IXU Extension. And then we included feedback from all of our cities here in Lee County. So it's a completely county-inclusive effort. The program is, as you said, designed to develop leaders, to identify people who have that kind of internal urge but don't know where to start. Or maybe it's someone who has no desire to have an elected office but really wants to learn more about the county and how they can better engage, how they can be a more informed citizen and a more informed voter. So we're all over the board.
How was it decided to even start this program? How do you even come up with an idea to kind of shape the future leadership?
ISU Extension out of Ames has received a grant to do studies across the state of Iowa. And they identified Lee County because we are unique to the state of Iowa and unique to many places across the United States of having two county seats. So they studied Lee County and discovered that regardless of the city here in the county, a lot of us struggle with the same issues. We tend to cannibalize each other's volunteer boards, and we have trouble identifying new leaders. And especially when it's time for elections, many seats throughout our county run unopposed. So when they started to play with that idea and realized that it was something that was a countywide issue, they approached our chamber and said, "What do you think about this?" Many places across the state of Iowa and across the nation have leadership academies, offer these educational opportunities. Do you think it would work here? So we reached out to Donelson, West Point, Weaver, Montrose, and Keokuk, and of course our city here in Fort Madison, to get some feedback, and it was a resounding yes. Yes, this is something we want to do. This is something that can work for us. Let's give it a shot.
How far along in the process are we? I mean, it's obviously we're pretty early on. Are we to the point of starting to actually recruit young people to get involved?
You know, that's a funny question because it seems like we aren't that far along, but at the same time, it's coming really fast. The planning for this came together much more quickly than we expected. We had 2 meetings with all of those interested parties, and boom, we had curriculum defined. So it's moving pretty quickly. We have materials that are available right now, brochures, applications. We're getting it up on all of our respective websites. And as far as when we will start, our first session will be September 19th. So considering how fast summer moves, we're moving pretty quickly. The applications, as I said, are available, and the deadline for applications is Friday, August 17th. So 2 months, it's moving quickly.
Who are you targeting with this program? Age, anything like that? What's the target for this?
We're looking for as diverse a pool as possible. Our instructors currently are looking for a core group of 25. That's a good group to start with for something that's kind of unknown to us at this point, and it's a good size for facilitators to be able to really connect with people. So in that group of 25, we would love to have an equal split of people from West Point, Donelson, all of our communities, but depending on where the applicant pool comes from, if there are 10 from one and 5 from one and 2 from the other, we'll take that too. As far as who specifically, the only real requirement that we have is that the person lives in Lee County. If they work outside of the county, that's fine. But we are looking to build our volunteer base and our leadership base in Lee County and to strengthen our area in that respect. And as far as who can participate, we have opened up this first session. We recognize that there are some people who have that drive and have taken a leap. Erica Daughters out of Montrose is a wonderful, wonderful person who just kind of got tired of herself sitting back and you know, thinking, oh, well, this isn't working. I wish this would happen. And she realized, the only way I'm going to make it happen is if I do it myself. So she ran for council in Montrose. She was elected, and she's really helping to make a difference in that community. We're okay with her being an early in her term elected official already participating. because there are things that she will learn from this. But we're also open to people who have had no experience at all in leadership roles, who are just ready to find out more and ready to engage.
You mentioned it sounds like a little class. Maybe they meet once every few weeks and such. What are some of the things they'll be learning as a part of this program?
We will meet once a month for 9 months, and that's a long span of time, but really the time commitment, we've made it as brief as possible because we recognize these people do have jobs and families to maintain. So we're not taking 2 weeks of time, you know, out of a month to do this. We've spread it out to make it a really manageable program for their personal and work lives. And a lot of the topics that we're covering are things that are county specific, of course. What is our Board of Supervisors? What do they do? How do they do it? And we will cover a lot of history. Why do we have two county seats? That was one of the driving forces to begin this program. So that history lesson will be important. And we'll get into some more specific things, like what is the state of healthcare in Lee County? What are our educational opportunities and facilities in Lee County? And intermixed with each of our coursework sessions will be some life skills, some leadership skills, such as servant leadership, communications, decision-making. How do you balance the outspoken few versus the good of the whole? So we want to include as much as possible to make it a very well-rounded and very worthwhile program for people.
I get the sense that it's not just training to and showing people how to run for office, but maybe it's people who don't want to be in public office but would be willing to be a part of an organization or be willing to volunteer. I get that sense it's not just about elected people.
Absolutely. The skills and the knowledge that we hope to build through this program will be widely transferable, whether you use it in your workplace, you use it at your church, the United Way, whatever civic engagement you might choose. So, of course, we would love to have more people who step forward and say, I want to shape my community, my county. But if we give people some tools to help them better manage some of the things that they do every day already, or to realize that they have a passion that maybe they just haven't identified yet, such as the United Way or the Red Cross, as far as I'm concerned, if that results, that's a success for us. That's a win.
I know a number of industries have really, they push their employees if they want to get involved and stuff to get involved. Have you been hearing from industries and getting interest from them about this?
Sure. We have always struggled with retaining talent to Lee County. So this is one more program that's been designed to help with that. If we're reaching these people and we're educating them about the specifics of where they live and work, then we're hoping that they grow a little more attached to the community and that the result will be that they will become a more long-term employee for some of our industries here in town.
Where can people find more information and even get an application if they do want to apply?
Applications are available at all of the city halls in Lee County. So Montrose, Weaver, West Point, Donelson, Keokuk, and Fort Madison, also at the Fort Madison Chamber Office and the Keokuk Chamber Office. And then we will have them the application and materials available at www.fortmadison.com, and that's spelled out FORTmadison.com. And we're looking to have that on other websites, but that's the beginning point.
I want to always make sure. Cantrell?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's what I was